Okay, for our little meditation and Bible study tonight, in order to get our minds going, I want us to think a little bit about a couple things I'm going to say right now. And we'll say that you're going to go out and get a man to cut your grass. And so you bargain with him and you get him to cut. You say, okay. So he cuts your grass. And he not only cuts your grass, but he trims around the flower beds. And it was ringing, Jim. I heard it ring. He cuts your grass. That's all you bargained for. But he trimmed around the flower beds. He edged along the sidewalk. And finally he got his blower out. And he blew the grass off the sidewalk and the driveway. You got him to cut the grass. Okay, another situation. You're in charge of a dinner here at church, and you ask a lady to bring a cake. And so she's very willing to bring the cake. And she brings the cake. And you know, she also cuts the cake. And she helps serve the cake. But you only ask her to bring a cake. And then she cleans the dishes up after too. A man who you ask to cut the lawn, a lady you ask to bring a cake. Now, are our minds going? I'm sure you probably don't know what I'm really getting to. That's right, Bella shaking her head. I want to talk a little bit for our Bible study tonight about 5 + 1. Five much mores in God's Word, plus one. And we have a wonderful chapter in Romans, and it's chapter 5. And to continue to get our thinking going, you know, this guy that you hired to cut the lawn, he did much more than what you asked him to do. The lady who you asked to bring a cake did much more. And you know, that's the way with the Lord Jesus. He did something for us, but he's done much more. And we're going to look at them things, them five things tonight. And of course, this fifth chapter is the justification chapter. And God has justified us. And to get our thoughts still going a little bit more, let's read 7 and 8. And I hope we all got it. And read along. It says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure, maybe, perhaps, for a good man, some would even dare," wait a minute here, yeah, "dare to die. Perhaps, peradventure," and then "only a few would dare to die." Then we go on to the 8th verse, "But God commended his love." Now, is that love just words and actions by someone? No, God commended his love. That was the Lord Jesus Christ embodied the whole idea of love. He showed love and he gave himself God, God the Father, gave his love. It says, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now this is what God did for us. He justified us, and he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die to pay the price that we might have eternal life. Okay, now the first much more is in the next verse, as you probably notice. And that much more is, we've been justified and set free from our sins, but he's also given us, saved us from the wrath of God. We read this in the ninth verse. It says, much more. I like that. There's nothing like having something and then still having a lot more in case something happens, you know? And or you get over benefit from it because you have much more. And it says, much more than being now justified, just as if I haven't sinned. That's what God did when he died upon the cross, and I accepted his gift of salvation. He justified me by his blood. Being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. It's through God's love. We not only got justified, but we're saved through the wrath. God is going to someday judge this world and every individual in it. And in John 5:24, we read this. Let's all turn to it. It's a Bible study. We're going to get something out of it if we read it. You know, if you hear something, you retain about 10%. But if you see something, they say you retain 70-80%. So if we look it up and read it ourselves, maybe we'll retain some more. John 5:24 says, I get it here, thinking about saved from wrath, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. That's being justified. We have eternal life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. No condemnation for those who are justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in Romans 8:1 we read that, a very familiar passage too, and it says, There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And brothers and sisters, tonight, God gives us much more. No wrath. And in Romans 8:30 and 33, we read this. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, that's God the Father, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Yes, we're saved from the wrath. Much more than being justified, we're saved from God's wrath. And it tells us It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And in Romans 3:19, this is what the Apostle Paul says. We know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world become guilty before God. Well, you know, brothers and sisters, we're guilty. And God has justified us, and He has cleansed us from all that guilt. And so God is going to do not only save us, but He's going to save us from the wrath to come. And the second, much more, let me get it here, right down the line. It says in verse 10, "For if when we were enemies we were reconciled," that's back there in verse 8, when God died for us when we were enemies, we were reconciled, "much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the..." I'm on the same one there. Okay, here we go. 10. Sorry about that. Verse 10. "For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by His life." And the next much more that we want to think about a little bit tonight is saved by His life. By God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, not only died, but His life. And in John 14:19, we read, saved by His life. "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also." What a blessed promise. We're saved not only by His blood, but by His life. "Because I live," the grave did not conquer Him. He conquered the grave. And then saved by His life. "Because I live." In Ephesians 2:16 we read, "And that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby." Yes, He conquered the enmity. What was the enmity? It was our sins before a holy and a righteous God. Yes, His life takes care of the enmity. He made the sacrifice. 2 Corinthians 5:18-19 we read, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their transgressions unto them, and hath committed unto us the words of reconciliation. Yes, God, the Lord Jesus, when he died on the cross, he paid the penalty, he paid the price for sin, and he reconciled you and I to a holy God. His sacrifice was enough that he paid the price. And in John 11:25, it says this. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Yes, a much more saved by his life. And Colossians 3, three and four. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear. We're going to appear with him in glory someday. All those who have put their faith and trust in his finished work upon the cross. So, we have a much more, we're saved from wrath, and much more we're saved by his life. And the third much more is down in the 15th verse of chapter 5 in Romans, and it says this, but not as the offense also is the free gift. Yes, much more a free gift. Nothing to pay. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the free gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. The free gift. God has offered a free gift to all of us, and we have accepted it. And the grace of God, unmerited favor, and it has abounded to many through the Lord Jesus Christ. Not through any works, not through anything good that I have done, only through the Lord Jesus Christ. A free gift, nothing to pay. And the fourth, much more, is abundance of grace. Now, and that's in verse 17. For if by one man offense, death reigned by one. Adam sinned and put the whole human race in sin, separated from God. And it says, by one man. And then it goes on, much more. I like that, much more. They which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign by life by one Jesus Christ. Yes, it's abundance of grace. God has ample and enough for all. And it doesn't make any difference how low you might go or have been or whatnot. His grace is abundant enough to take care of every sin. And In 1 John 1:9, it tells us that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, that he'll forgive them. That's his grace. That's the grace of God. And what does it bring to us? It brings righteousness. It tells us in Psalms that all our righteousness are as filthy rags. But this gift that God gives us of eternal life brings us righteousness. As God looks down through the Lord Jesus Christ at you and at me, he sees us righteous, spotless, justified, cleansed. Yes, abundance of grace. Ephesians 2:5 tells us, well, there's quite a few verses. Even when we were dead, he quickened us together. By grace are ye saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God. Yes, the grace of God saved us. Unmerited favor. Much more grace. And in Romans 3, 21, the Apostle Paul says this, but now the righteousness of God is without the law, manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. It's a matter of believing. Doesn't make no difference who you are or what you have done or anything. It's a matter of believing on the Lord Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Yes, we've believed and God has given us much more. He tells us that as we have believed by faith, so walk ye in him day by day. And so we have abundance of grace. And then we have abundance of eternal life. And in the 20th verse, moreover, the law entered that the offenses might abound. You know, if there was no law, we wouldn't know whether we were doing good or bad. And that's the same thing about us. As we drive down the road, if there's no speed limit, or it says don't turn on the red light, we wouldn't know whether we were doing good or bad. And the same thing in the creation of man, and God gave us the law that we might, says that the law is our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. I think I might even, we didn't know we were sinners. Until the law came and says, thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not bear false witness, and so on. And it says, moreover, the law entered that the offenses might abound. They're way up high. We can see them all over, you know. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Yes? That as sin hath reigned to death, Adam sinned and brought the whole world into death, spiritual death. Grace, so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, much more. Not only sins forgiven, but we have eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ and his work upon the cross for you and for me. Much more, the first one was much more saved from wrath, much more saved by his life, much more a free gift, much more abounding grace, and much more eternal life. Not only sins forgiven, but we have all these other things that come right along with it. And then the plus one we find in Hebrews. And Hebrews chapter 9, and verse 14, it's talking about the blood of bulls and of goats and eternal redemption and the sacrifice is much more. But in the 14th verse, the apostle says this, how much more? Not only much more, but how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God. The Lord Jesus Christ offered himself without spot to God for you and I, that he might bring us all these much mores that we've been talking about tonight. But then it goes on to God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve a living God. God has done all these things for us. And the apostle says, how much more shall the blood of Christ? When we think about what his blood has done for us, it ought to clean our conscience a little bit from doing things that don't count for eternity. Purge our conscience to serve him. And though you might be only doing a little thing and you might get weary about it, think of what he has done for you and what he has supplied. All these much mores that someday, not only in this life, but in the life to come, he's going to give us. Because he's a Savior that is overabundantly with grace towards all that will believe. It says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love. And I hope these few thoughts might be a help as you continue on to serve him and to seek to live as God would have you.